It's Friday!
Yay!
Oh, man, you can say that again.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, no, thank you very much. It's Friday. We've got the winter weather advisory. What are we, two, 3 days into spring? And look at the snow and the cars spinning around. Please be very careful. You know how to drive in snow. You do it all winter. We didn't do it that much this winter, but you know how to do it. So be careful out there. We're glad we're all together here, the team, ready to go, raring to go. And it may have been snowy and cold, certainly cold around here, but last night in Pittsburgh, it was hot. Well, let's just say the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland University were red hot. And isn't it nice to see a guy who's known across the board in and out of the sport, a nice guy, OU's Greg Campy, doing such a great job and getting the win, maybe the win of his life. Coach Campy, congratulations. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much. And, yeah, I would say it is the win of my life. I mean, after sleeping on it, well, I haven't been asleep yet, but after spending the night on it, I will tell you, no question, it's the best win in Oakland history and in my history. So,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? And you said right after you went and said, we're going to enjoy this for about 45 minutes, and then we've got to get ready for our next game. And that's the truth. It's a big one Saturday at 7:10 p.m. against North Carolina State.
Yeah, I mean, if we did what we did last night, why can't we just keep going, right? Why
sure.
can't we get to a Sweet 16? And we're 40 minutes away from it. And we're playing a team that I think we match up pretty well with. And if we believe and we play as well as we did last night, we can do this.
How prophetic. At the halftime, you're going in and they stick a microphone in your face and you say something like, well, if Golke can get 7 more threes, we'll be okay. And he did.
he was awful special last night. But so was the whole team. I mean, our defense was fantastic. They executed a game plan to perfection. We held a high scoring team to 76 points, and they got like 10 of them in the last 2 minutes, you know, with some desperation shots. And we made big shot after big shot and big play after big play, and that's how you win, and we did.
Coach Campy, how do you make sure your players handle this the right way to be able to go into this next very tough game with their head in the right place? Look, I got Thursday's New York Times, and they got a big picture of Rob Dillingham, freshman guard, pure shot maker for Kentucky. They talk about all these players to watch for. We don't have any players from Oakland, or from Michigan State for that matter, on this New York Times story. Nobody was talking about you guys winning like this. You are the story. You are the first big, huge upset of the tournament. How do you get everybody to calm down and just realize they just have to play the game the way they played it and the way they know how to play it?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you'd have been in our locker room afterwards, I think you wouldn't even be asking that question, because I agree with you. That is a real, real question mark. But when I walked in the locker room, they weren't jumping up and down, throwing water and celebrating. They were happy.
If I'm not mistaken, Coach, during the game with about 18 seconds left, you got upset. And I thought, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because some of the guys were starting to celebrate. And as you well knew, 18 seconds can be a lifetime. And the game was not over yet.
Yeah, exactly. And I had one guy who's in his first year, although he made an unbelievable shot, got a little bit too happy, so I let him know how I felt about that. And he came over and said, my Rocket came over and said, I got him. And then he came over and he said, my bad. And I got in the locker room and they were happy. They were cheering, but there was no excessive celebration. And they were all saying, we're not done yet. We're not done. And so I felt a lot better about that, because I do think that's a hell of a question. And I think it's, you know, it's incumbent on the coaching staff to make sure they don't. And we're going to do all we can to do that.
Well, matter of fact, I was inside the locker room. Actually, they put cameras in there, and showed your team sitting there after the win. You would have never guessed they just won one of the biggest games of their lives. They were there. They were calm. They were talking about what they did, what they needed to do, and how they needed to get ready for the next game. I've never seen a locker room after a victory like that ever.
I agree, and that's what I'm saying. If you'd have seen it, so you did see it. You know,
I saw it on camera. I saw they somehow or another they showed it on television. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, yeah, that's exactly what they did, and that's why I feel so. I've got an older team. I've got a lot of veterans. I got some great leadership, and obviously you saw that come through.
It really came through. It was so exciting, and I mean this, Coach, when I tell you, I don't know you really well, but I know what a good guy you are, and it takes just little moments. And that little moment a few years ago, Dave Rieger, where were we? We were broadcasting outside on a golf course. Where were we?
Yeah, it was last summer at Oakland Hills for the Corwell golf outing. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you came up and handed me a cigar, Coach. and I think I turned to, Dave and I said, "Who was that nice man?" And it was you. It was you, Coach Greg Campy. You came over. We didn't really know each other. We talked before and all of that. And you handed me a cigar. And I said, what a nice guy. He didn't need to do that. What a nice guy. And I've heard that now in this past year from so many people, including other coaches that you compete against. They all talk about this guy for 40 years at Oakland University, this Greg Campy, who has done a great job with his kids. And look, I'm a Michigan guy. Your dad and your brother went to Michigan. If I'm not mistaken, they both played football at Michigan. When you beat Michigan for the second power conference victory of your career, that was super special. But the way see this one, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, they asked me in the before the game, would this be the greatest win in Oakland's history? And I said for the school it would be. But for me, when you have a dad win a national championship at Michigan, a brother play there, the first word I ever learned in my life was Michigan. I swear to God, that was the first word I ever said, Michigan.
Bob Ufer.
And I grew up in that football stadium every Saturday, with Michigan was all there was in my world. And until I went to college myself, to beat Michigan, when my father had passed away, but my mother and my brother, when we beat them, I made a lot of phone calls that night. So that was, but after yesterday happened, it's not anymore. What happened yesterday is number one. And just so much, Paul, for what it meant to Oakland. I have a great president. I have a great athletic director. They're so invested in what we do, and we couldn't do what we do without them. And just to see how happy they were and what it meant to our university, it's the best thing best win that I've ever been associated with.
What do you do? I know you have your way of dealing with the team, and they seem to really have their heads together just from what we just talked about. But you've got a guy whose performance will go down as among the greatest of any on this biggest stage of the sport, a Hillsdale College transfer senior who made 10 three-pointers. The tournament record is 11. He scored 32 points, and most people had never heard of Jack Gohlke. Talk about having some pressure come this Saturday night. What do you say?
Wow, our players took care of that. If you could have been in after all the hobnob and then hoopla and everything, we came back to the hotel to have our meal, and the players, I guess social media was just killing Jack on it that Kentucky just got beat by a guy that's going to be selling insurance next year, and he's a used car salesman. He looks like Eddie Munster. I mean, our guys were laughing so hard about that. It was awesome. Jack took it, and, hey, he's going to try and make 13. He said he's going to try and break the record on Saturday, so I hope he does.
Oh, that's so great. This is such – you're the head of such a feel-good story. God bless you. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, Greg. You are such a good guy. You've been so good to these kids for 40 years at Oakland University, and there's still so much ahead of you that we're excited and we are pulling for you. People all over the country are pulling for you that weren't even familiar with you until this game. And the next big one, and it's a big one, Saturday night, 7:10 p.m., back in Pittsburgh against North Carolina State. We wish you well, Greg Campy, and we're pulling for you, and we can't wait to see the game. Good luck to you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having Oakland on. You know, it means a lot to us that you would talk to me and get our story out there. So appreciate it, Paul. And hopefully we can win this one Saturday.
We will look forward to a victory cigar together, Greg.
Ah, there you go. There you go. All right.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you and to the team. And you've already done so much for Oakland. Just keep her going, Coach. God bless you.
Thank you. Yep.
Greg Campy, head coach of Oakland University's men's basketball. They are the story of the tournament. They are the first big surprise, upset, whatever you want to call it. And now they move on to take on another monster, North Carolina State. And we are all pulling for the Golden Grizzlies, and especially for Coach Greg Campy, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.